Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, Marty.
Yeah.
This song reminds me, Jack and Diane, John Mellencamp. How about John?
He's so annoying.
He came off the rails.
Come on, man. Do you still have that?
I do. You want to hear it?
This is turning into some political thing. They say he's campaigning for Biden or something.
Yeah, this is just a minute clip. But he was on stage, and, you know, as performers do, sometimes they talk to the audience.
But he's always been cantankerous would be the word I would use. Yeah, obnoxious.
I didn't know exactly what the woman said up front, but she basically told him, you know, stop talking about stuff like that.
That he's politicking.
Play.
This has gone viral, by the way. So, people are up his you know what.
John Mellencamp, check this out. Yeah.
Since you've been so wonderful, I'm going to cut about 10 songs out of the show. Here we go. A little ditty by Jack and Diane. Two magic kids going in our land. You know what? Show's over.
And that's it.
What a jag off.
He walked off the stage.
Prima donna.
You know, he's had, you know, a lot of these performers have interesting arcs, let's say, in their career.
You're right.
And he's been, you know, at times really off the rails, had issues.
Yeah. We all have issues, Larry. We all have bad days. But
he's
been a jag-off.
He was pontificating his politics on stage.
Which is ignorant, too.
And a woman basically called him out on it.
She did.
Don't talk about politics. Play.
And how about he asked his manager to get the one dude because he's going to kick his ass after the show. Grow up. Come on. Let's try and head out of middle school.
He's like a grandfather.
Come on, brother.
Anyway.
He's a zillionaire. He's blessed with a voice. He's a fantastic songwriter. Shut up and sing.
Yeah, if you paid to go to a concert, and there have been complaints about other artists. Look, that's cool. Whatever who cares?
Yep.
We came to hear your music.
Thank you.
That's what I paid for.
But here's what's obnoxious, because everything Larry's saying is true. He's always been a pain in the ass. And he's always accepted criticism and fine. But people pay a ton of money to see artists these days. The cost is insane.
It's an investment.
And that jagoff has an obligation to play his entire show, unless he's sick.
Your money, to your point,
right.
The amount of money that you pay for tickets, layered by all these fees and everybody's taking a bite of your butt, you have the right to sit there and expect to hear what you came for.
So true. And look, I'm not poor-mouthing, man. We've been very successful and we're blessed. But regarding entertainment business, if you look at concerts that come here, you can't see a high-profile artist for less than $200 a ticket. And most people can't afford that.
Right. So you say you got a young couple, they're dating, or a husband and wife. That's $400 plus parking,
using
plus
Drake,
food, drinks.
Using Drake as an example, the cheapest seat in the house was $200. Most of them are $400.
And so you're pushing minimum $500.
$1,000
at best.
And no one has that. No, they sell out, so someone's finding
money. It's a lot of money.
It is, brother. So quit being ignorant to a woman who disagrees with the fact that you're campaigning for Biden on stage. It's irresponsible. Look, I get abused. I cut this video with Bethany Hallam, as you know, and if you go through the comments, it gets ugly. I don't care.
Well, we're going to hear
We you. Made a point, honestly.
Bethany Hallam is going to join us. Bethany and you were downtown.
And by the way, Larry, there are politicians that hate that I talk to her. I don't care. You think I care, Larry, about that crap?
Well, no, that's one
You know why I like
I've
her?
Learned.
She makes a difference, and they don't. And my point is what you said about Mellencamp. Quit being a jag-off. Come on, man. Act like a big boy. What are you doing? Stomping off stage. And he did cut the show short.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did. He was...
He walked off stage.
He did, man. That's ignorant. Seventh grade crap.
Coming up next.
What is coming up next? I don't know. Oh, I got a couple things I want to talk about. I want to talk about downtown. By the way, Kennywood had an interview scheduled with us, and they canceled. I'm not picking on Kennywood. They have a lot going on. Because their big roller coaster, they shut it down for the season, right?
Steel Curtain. They had a fire at Millie's Ice Cream at the ballpark.
Minor fire on the roof.
On
minor,
the roof, and it did some damage, got hit by lightning.
And then Zappala grandstanding, that's what he's doing, taking a tour of the place today, talking about how he saved Kennywood.
To make sure it's security safe.
And let me say this about Kennywood.
New season.
I have friends that work out there as cops. That place is more secure than Fort Knox right now. You're okay to go to Kennywood.
Probably couldn't.
Quit picking on Kennywood.
Probably couldn't go anywhere in this town that will have as much security as they did last season.
Right
in this,
on.
It's
right
their 126th season.
They're really nice people.
So,
although I got to say this, it's changed since it became like a conglomerate owned. When it was up, hometown, homeschool, we see this with all businesses. They were like family to us. That has changed now that they're corporate owned. Whether you like that or not.
And that's kind of the way of the world.
It is, brother.
Although you can go to the Wacky Wheel, a miniature Ferris wheel in Kiddyland.
It's a cool place.
It is.
But obviously something's wrong with the Steel Fountain for them to shut down.
Isn't it? It's brand new.
Steel Curtain. No. Is it brand new? I don't even
know.
It's
their newest coaster. Couple
years. She's right.
Yeah. It's
so obviously, Samantha, something's wrong with it.
Well, yeah. It's their newest coaster, and it wasn't open last season either. Yeah.
There must be some technical issue.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm glad it's not open if there is a technical issue, but I just find it a little bit like all those old wooden roller coasters are fine.
The Jackrabbit's like 700 years old.
Yeah. And it shakes.
Fred Flintstone still rides it.
We've all had memories of Kennywood.
The Thunderbolt.
It doesn't feel safe when you ride them, but they're fun.
Exactly. And what she's saying is true. They wouldn't shut that down if there wasn't something that they can't fix. That's the truth.
Yeah, I always find that interesting, because it's like their newest coaster, I think.
It is. And by the way, to Larry's point, I swear to God, there are at least 17 cops there on weekends, and sometimes a lot more. I'm serious. It's safe. Come on, man.
All right, but I can understand they didn't want to talk today, because all this stuff just happened.
It helps them if they talk, Larry.
It does.
It does.
You gotta
don't run from the truth, man.
Well, we used to have Nick Paradise there.
Loved him.
Nick's moved on.
Yep. With the gas company.
Yeah.
He's a good kid.
Meanwhile, Kennywood's open.
What, this weekend?
Saturday. Yeah, right. That's the whole purpose of them coming in.
Yes, sir.
Tell you about the Potato Smash, which are the bumper cars with 20 new Spud tanks.
Yeah, that's a nice ride.
I could see you on
I go out there to that
potato patch.
Yeah, and watch the freak show. I just do. I admit it. I'm a goof. I have issues.
Download the free Odyssey app anytime. AUDACY. We're streaming right there. and your expensive phone becomes the old transistor radio, but oh, so much more. Digital audio, you can take us with you wherever you go, and we'll also keep you up to date with breaking news and weather events.
You know, our boy Tim Shuley's going to bring us pizza at like 7 in the morning next week.
Tim Shuley?
Yeah, he can't bring it at lunchtime. They're too busy, but he wants to bring it up by himself. He wants to deliver us pizza at like 7 a.m.
I'm cool with that. I love pizza. So Shuley's Pizza is on 5th and Halkett in Oakland. Been there since 1980.
Nice memory, Larry. How do you remember that stuff?
You
have that kind of memory for dates all the time?
Yeah.
I can't do that.
I don't know why I do. But I wanted to share something with you while you're talking about that, how this town, you're a half person from everybody. So the Shuley family comes from the Abruzzo region of Italy. They all came in the first wave of immigrants to Panther Hollow.
Nice.
And today is the sixth anniversary of the passing of Bruno Sammartino. And you heard me playing a little piece. This is just 20 seconds.
Yeah, I love it.
I think of Bruno often because
why wouldn't you?
When he was 8, the Nazis attacked his village. He, his brother, sister, and mother was a hero, survived 14 months in the wilderness. And he came to Oakland from Pizza Farad, which is the neighboring village, to Gambarell. Gambarell is where the Shuleys come from. They all know each other. And Bruno was such a kind and gentle person, even though he was this hulking giant.
I saw him all the time at the restaurant out there. What's the
Rico's?
Yeah, Rico's.
That was his place.
I saw him all the time.
They still have his table there.
Do they? I can still see him sitting at the table.
And asked him once about how powerful was it for immigrants to come to New York City and see the Statue of Liberty?
Every time I see it, because I remember all those years ago when I came from Europe and after the hell we went through over there with the war and being sick for 3 years with that traumatic fever, to make it to America and see the Statue of Liberty, it touched me very deeply. And every time I see it, it brings me back to that time. What can I tell you? It's extremely special.
And he stayed in Pittsburgh, had chances to move to a lot of places as his star rose in the wrestling world. But he just loved the city, loved the people. So
hold on. I love this transition. So Tim Shuley and I go way back because he's always getting jacked around by the city, as Jeff Cohen is. There's a lot of small business owners, so they don't make it easy for them. Wiener World, similar story. And they have this massive pothole, massive bus-eating pothole right there in front. So we bring it up on the air. And good for the hardworking folks in Public Works. They went out there and put patch on it.
Immediately.
Yesterday, Larry, they had 5 trucks out there. They actually they paved it yesterday. They did a hell of a job.
It's fixed. Done.
I love that he brought it up.
Thanks to you.
Well, I didn't do the patching.
No, but I mean, well, to bring it to light.
Well, we draw attention to things, and I think it's important.
And kudos to Public Works for the city for doing that.
Look, that's another great point. These guys work their butts off. They do, man. They get crap, and it's not fair. But that pothole was annoying for a month. And they stuck cones in there. We see this around this town. It aggravates the hell out of people. But thanks to Tim for pointing it out. Thanks to Public Works for doing the right thing. And honestly, thousands of cars drive over that every day. So we did make a difference, and I like doing that. But he is bringing us pizza. That's our payoff.
But you've spent, and very recently, talked about being downtown with this billionaire stakeholder that owns
the
golf tower.
Before we go on, your wife, right here, bring that pizza home. I love her. She's right. Hey, while Cindy's listening, when Patrick brings the baked goods in here on Fridays, who always sets stuff aside for you to bring home because you won't? I do.
You do.
Cindy, he's sitting here staring at me because he can't handle the truth like Jack Nicholson.
We just watched that yesterday. It was on. I just watched that whole scene.
So Cindy,
you can't handle the truth.
So Cindy, when that stuff comes in here on Fridays, Patrick brings it in, and I'll grab like a big cake or something because the idiots around here will just stick their finger in it. And Larry bring, they do. And Larry, I want the kids to have stuff to get a taste.
Well, you sent a lot of cool stuff.
So we're going to get, Cindy, we'll get, it is really good pizza.
She knows the Shuleys. Tucker Shuley, another central guy.
Cindy makes fresh dough, what do you say, 3 times a day, 4 times a day?
Yeah, he sent pictures of it yesterday.
Yep. Pictures don't help, bro.
The Shuleys. Now he's going to send the real thing.
Yeah. 7 a.m.
I miss when you did your show and you had Pizza Fridays.
You know, I'm going to get back to that.
I think you should.
I don't want to tell people how I'm going to get back to that, but I'm going to get back to that.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Marty Griffin. Every Thursday morning at this time, we check in with Pittsburgh Magazine. Normally, it's food editor Christy Graver, but we have pinch-hitting Virginia Lynn. Virginia, good morning.
Good morning to you.
You got the call up.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Yeah, I love what you guys do at Pittsburgh Magazine, and I know Christy loves what she does, too, talking about food. So let's start with Wild Rosemary Bistro in Upper St. Clair.
Exactly. That was a very popular restaurant, but it was also the hardest place in the whole Pittsburgh area to snag a reservation because it only had 12 seats. So it closed at the end of last year, and the guy who used to run Cafe Raymond was driving by it every time and would see it closed and was sad about it. So then he decided to buy it. And he's doubling the seating, so it'll be about 25 to 27 seats. And that he plans to open that in June.
Well, that's...
Hold on a second. By the way, those two women that ran that place, they were wonderful people. And it's
It was incredible food.
Wonderful service. And one of them battled cancer. And when you have that going on in your life, it's hard to keep a business open. Just so people know, they were amazing. They were graceful, kind, professional people. Anyway.
I ate there once, and it was really a great, you know, great experience. But to your point, it was hard to get in.
Yep.
You had to wait. You had to wait months and months to get that reservation.
It's true.
It was amazing.
It's true.
Well, we thank Chef Rabe and Mike Sell. Yeah, they make it a bigger...
They're making it bigger, but they also will not take reservations. It's going to be a first-come, first-served operation.
Oh, for lunch and dinner, I see.
Wow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, in June, that is the Wild Rosemary Bistro, Upper St. Clair. All right, remembering date night TV.
Exactly. We have a package of dating in our March-April edition, and there's a sidebar on this television show, Date Night TV, that aired after Saturday Night Live between 1995 and 2002. And it was kind of unbelievable. The hosts would go out to local bars. Do you remember Chauncey's?
Oh, yeah. Chauncey's.
Oh, yeah.
Marty was a staple at Chauncey's.
Yeah, Don Chauncey's.
And she would interview different singles who were out partying. And the way it would work, if you were a viewer and interested in one of the people that were interviewed, you could call in to a mailbox number that was unique to that person. But what's so interesting was if you were a guy and was interested in a gal, and you would leave a message, you would have to pay 49 cents per minute to leave that message. But if you were a gal interested in a guy, your phone call would be free.
Wow.
That's sexist.
Yes. And as the evening wore on, but as the evening wore on, the folks in the bars would get drunker and drunker. So
hammered.
It would be, just hammered. So it was a pretty wild show. And you can still see it on YouTube.
Wow.
Do you remember Alexander Graham Bell's down at Market Square? They had phones at every table with the number, and you could dial them up that way.
Those weren't the days.
All right. And finally, polo on horseback is a growing sport here.
Yes. Yes. You usually hear about this once a year when the family house has its fundraiser at the polo game at Hartwood Acres. But apparently there's this long history. They've been playing polo on horseback since like 1910.
Larry.
And they're used to
Larry does. It's a rich guy sport. Rich white guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they used to have a field at the Hunt Armory in Shadyside, and also people would play on the airstrip in Zelianople. But there's five clubs now dotted all over the region, and they're trying to build like clubs in high schools and get people involved early on.
Yeah, like Polo Girls and the Darlington Polo Club in Beaver County, Marty.
It's a very expensive sport.
I've never played polo.
It's a very expensive sport, Virginia. That's kind of the barrier to that entry.
I think you need access to a horse,
yes,
right?
That kind of helps.
That kind of says it all.
Well, read all about it, PittsburghMagazine.com, Virginia Lynn. Thank you. And is Christy coming back next week?
She is. She's at a career day at her old high school, Plum High School, today.
Nice. Oh, maybe
we love you. You did a hell of a job. I like you. Let's take her. She has fun with it.
Virginia, thank you.
Well, have a great week.
All right. Plum. She's at Plum High School. Who's famous from Plum High School? Pat McAfee. I wonder if she knows Pat.
I love his show.
We'll have to ask Christy.
I love how he handles himself.
He's killing it, man.
You know what he does, Larry? So yesterday he gave away like season tickets to the female basketball team in WNBA team in Indianapolis, because that's where he's based. But then he gave away 20$500 gift cards if you retweeted that and said something nice to someone. So you can't be a jagoff. And those folks live on X. Sports guys are insanely angry with each other.
Oh, yeah.
But you have to say something nice or you can't win. I kind of like that.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, go to PittsburghMagazine.com. They do a great job. Right after the news at the top of this hour, you will not want to miss a conversation with Allegheny Councilwoman Bethany Hallam. After Marty, you and Bethany were downtown. It started looking at the new jail uniforms,
yep.
And then from there, it kind of grew into a whole different dynamic.
In our video, we're kind of like America's Couple. The video has gone viral for obvious reasons. I'm famous. She's famous. It was an amazing moment. There's an energy between us, Larry, an attraction. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People are drawn to me, Larry.
You know what I'm saying? Well,
dogs to poop. Like flies to poop.
Let's be honest. At first, people were calling her out about the Allegheny County jail uniforms that she was instrumental in changing.
Well, I'll tell you what. So I bring her down there, and I put on that stupid uniform, and it is stupid. And I swear to God, Pat Tomasi, one of the best defense attorneys ever, he comes walking out of the jail. He had just seen clients. And I hold up this stupid fluorescent green uniform, and I say, Pat, my man, what's up? Hey, Marty. Pat, do these uniforms make any sense to you? No. Do those inmates give a damn about the color uniforms? No. So it gets better, Larry. I grabbed three people coming along the way who had all been in jail, all of them. I asked all three of those people who had been in jail, do you give a damn about the color of these uniforms? No, I don't care, because that's the truth, Ruth. But it evolved into an organic moment and an engagement with Bethany Hallam that kind of really got to her character in her true colors. The truth is, she gives a damn. The truth is, I don't care if you don't like me or her. I just don't care, as you know. I care about people that care, and she cares. Man, she sits down at a table two nights a week. Does anyone else giving out food and medicine and anything these folks need? We were there, man. Woman comes up and says, we need water. She's on the phone getting them a case of water. No one else does that.
And
Sarah doesn't do that.
No one would know about this unless you organically stumbled upon it.
And in a selfish way, I swear, I'm bringing my son down there on Friday night. I want my kids to see how the world operates and how people can make a difference. And this crap about, why don't these homeless people you interviewed get a job? Go away. Shoe fly. You don't know squat about the world we live in. You don't know anything about addiction. You don't know anything about mental illness. If that's your answer, why don't they get a job? Because they, look, man, most of these folks are incapacitated in one way or another. And watching her step up like that was actually kind of extraordinary. And look, I have always been drawn to charismatic, enigmatic figures. It's just the way it is. My father used to say to me, man, your friends are all strange. Because I'm strange, man. I like different things.
Patrick O'Connor's
Patrick was
here
there.
With
you
a get
saw,
Marty.
Well, he saw what happened. It was very organic, brother.
Are you strange?
Well, I think we all
Patrick is strange, yes.
Oh, absolutely.
He's strange in the same way. That's why we're such good friends. We both give a rat's behind, and most people don't, man. It's true. And she's the same way.
Oh, my gosh. Engaging, compassionate. She really does give a damn.
She does.
Really, you got to see this video we posted in the last hour and a half on Facebook, Instagram, and across X.
And here's the thing. And she admits this. She likes to be offensive, quite frankly. She talks about sex, very open about all that stuff. She was in a meeting with a couple of judges I know, and she said some things that were sexual and does it to get attention and admits that. So who cares? What I care about was what I saw live, and it was very organic, wasn't it, Patrick?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah, we started out talking about the jail uniforms.
The idiotic uniform.
And then we get into, well, you see that a couple of these folks have injuries.
Yeah, yeah.
Severe burns.
Oh, yeah.
One guy on his leg, another girl on her foot, and then this potentially life-threatening spider bite.
Which you saw. It's gross.
Oh, my gosh. So.
Anyway.
All right.
She stepped up like a.
She sure did.
It was cool.
And you posted the video?
It is up right now.
Get
Marty.
Across
all the Get Marty platforms.
On Facebook and all platforms. Thank you, Patrick. And nice to know Marty thinks you're strange.
Hey, and strange is good, man. Strange is unique.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!